Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Penelope, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hello.
Oh, that's your fashion voice? That's your non-sky dancer voice?
Yeah.
How's the pants coming? You've got a guest with you today.
Yes, today we are lucky to be joined by Rose Hope.
Kia ora.
Hi, Rose. Welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Thanks for having me.
Rose loves The Breakfast Show. She was just telling me.
Yep. Can't hide it. I won't.
Don't. You shouldn't.
I'm not going to.
Proud now. Good.
I'm not.
So, Rose, what do you do, Rose? What's your gig? What are you on the fashion segment for? What's the story? What's the deets?
Who knows? Now, I'm a co-owner of a Karangapi Road vintage store. And, fashion, secondhand. You can kind of choose your own style.
Yeah.
Like it's like a choose your own adventure book, but with clothing.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Twist of plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your store was formerly called The Bread and Butter Letter.
Yes.
Formed in 2011.
Yes.
In New North Road, was it?
Yep.
Can I ask a question? This is off topic. Was that because it was a letter, like a letter from the alphabet made out of bread and butter, or was it someone that wrote a letter on a piece of bread and butter?
Again, that's exactly why we changed it, Mikey.
Okay. So sick of answering that question. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Well, also we keep getting calls that, like, for focaccia bread, are we the bakery? We were before the little bread and butter, you guys. We were. No. But, we thought it was time to change it, and so now we're called Crushes.
Whoa.
And hopefully we won't change it in another 8 years. Oh.
Crushes.
So what kind of, other than being mistaken for a bakery, what made you...
Crushes is a cool name for a vintage store.
Yeah, I think it would tell the story a lot better because we've got secondhand clothes and New Zealand-made design, so we can say we're crushing on ethical fashion, we're crushing on conscious consumerism, as well as many other puns. Send them our way.
But the reality is, puns aside, people crush on clothes, you know. People look at it and they'll go, oh that's one I want, that one there. How can I hide that in the shop so that no one will see it when I come back next week to get it?
Yes.
That sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah. And also, like, we totally have a big ass crush on all of our customers. Like, I feel like I see them come in and I scan them and I go, okay, yeah, I'll get more of that because this girl's fucking rad, you know? And so, it's a very mutual thing. I think people have a crush on us and we have a crush on our community.
Right, so crushes it is then, all in favour. All right,
good.
Sky dancing. Yeah.
But you do also, you're more than just a clothing shop, really.
Yeah.
Aren't you? And you endeavour to be more than that.
Yeah, totally. We're really pushing our social values. So we're bringing in workshops and we want to bring the community together as well. We've opened up a spot on our website that is shot by Maker, because with New Zealand Made, we really want to tell that story really well, to go, hey, this is an actual person. This is my 84-year-old granddad making this beautiful bowl, you know, and this is his workshop, and just making everything more personal. We're in this world where everything's, you know, mass manufacturing and things. I think we're all just craving a bit of our own little story, whether it's that beautiful cardigan that Tess is wearing that she got from us, or like a really personal gift that's made locally. So yeah, I'm glad
good
you picked that
good
up, Mikey.
Good for the soul.
It totally is, and that is so good for my soul. I get to participate in all those stories. I get to see people come and enjoy it, and I get to see makers totally relish. And that people are enjoying their work. It's so, so good. Yeah, I've got the best job. Yeah.
Because I think, like, there's something, like, really, I don't know, fulfilling about buying something that is handmade, or, you know, like, kind of, you can feel the love, you know, coming through stuff. And, you know, like with the workshops and things, once upon a time you kind of probably sat around with your nana and your nana taught you how to knit or darn or hem stuff. And so you're going to have some workshops that are like teaching people how to do that.
Yeah. Well, we just think mostly my team was craving that. They have these beautiful customers come and go, and they wanted to actually, like, bring them together and meet and gather. But also they're really passionate about reducing textile waste, which they say is the second biggest. Biggest waste other than oil. But to be honest, I tried to fact check that the other day. Can't find it. So
I mean, it's still
you
good
be
thing
the judge.
To do. It's still a good thing to do.
Yeah.
And even if it's just like, you know, you've got people who appreciate good tailoring or appreciate the drape of cloth or appreciate just fancy patterns.
Yes.
You know, then that's cool to get them together, right? And then and teach them because, hey, if the apocalypse comes, you've got to learn to sew.
Yeah.
We could teach you over the radio when you're tuning in with your wireless in your bunker.
Yep.
But man, now pick up a needle. What's a needle? What the hell is it? It's strawberry. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Australian strawberry. Let's be clear on that. Anyway.
Yeah, but then also I think coming into a time where the, you know, climate change and all of these scary things, we're going to have to really take responsibility of our stuff. Yeah. And so especially if you're going to dabble in a really well-priced fashion item, which I love to, or something that is so vintage you're never going to get that again, like I will, when I buy it, I have the responsibility to look after it. I'm going to wash it well. When there's a stain, will I get, you know, make sure I do the best that I can to make sure that's still wearable for me. So, I think that we joke about the end of the world, but in some ways we're going to have to really start taking responsibility for our stuff.
Otherwise, just shit will pile up all around us.
Oh, the stuff
like
will
a,
kill
like
us.
Like in Wally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just be mad. Even if we can still survive, there'll just be too much stuff. You know, we can just fix that stuff or turn it to other stuff, or, you know.
I tell you what, Mikey, I own a store, but I hate stuff.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird paradox, but I think I am offering something that people can actually, if you've got to buy something, may as well buy it well, and that's how I reconcile that. But yeah, I'm a big, I worry about the stuff issue. Yeah.
So tell us a bit more about the workshops and how do people, if they want to go and learn to sew or sort of update their knowledge improve their knowledge on some sort of, or some of those sort of things. How do they get hold of them? How often do you do them? And
It's going to start real soon. It'll be every 3 weeks, and so you can buy tickets for every workshop. So if you're just interested in darning your knits or you want to learn how to hem, we'll make it kind of project-based. So you can go to our website, crushes.co.nz, or come in store, which is better, because we'd love to have
a
chat.
And it's such important skills. Like I just before, Tess said to me, we were just talking, and I'd be able to look over at Penny and Tess and go, yeah, I know how to sew a button on. I thought I was cool as all shit. And I was just sitting there just looking at it, and I thought, I can start a fire and I can sew a button on. Three cheers for me.
Yeah, you know? Well, I think my button technique could have some work. You should see our changing room.
Mine can have some work, but it works.
Saying I'm jealous of you. I'm looking forward to going to the workshops because I still suck.
Me too.
Yeah.
So to go to the website and find out that stuff?
Yeah. It's live now.
So Crushes, but no R. It's Crushes, it's C-R-U-S-H-E-S.
Yes, thank you.
.co.nz.
Yep. Right on. Hey, Rose, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck with the rebranding and the ongoing life and buoyancy of your shop.
Oh, bless your heart.
In the beautiful Kalanga Happy Road. Thank you very much. Thanks, Penny.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
24 past 8.